今天有两天的时间呢，是我们的灵恩会。
I thank the grace of the Lord that for 2 days, starting from today, we will have our spiritual convocations.
求主耶稣带领我们，让我们借着道理的勉励，让我们借着这个灵恩的祈求让大家彼此都能够得到造就。
I pray to the Lord Jesus that we may all be edified by His truth as well as His grace.
我们每一个人呢，那么都有一个健康的身体。
All of us are healthy and we are blessed with a physical healthy body.
我们可以去做很多我们想做的事情。
And because of this health that God has given us, we can do many things that we want to do.
那么我们会把一件事情完成了。
And the moment when we have accomplished a certain task that we set out.
一定是借着我们身体上面各个器官大家互相配合，互相支援。
It is because our whole body working unity, all members of our body can coordinate together.
虽然也许我们的脑筋很好。
Some of us are pretty brilliant.
那么是受到大家所羡慕、所尊崇的。
And because of that, we're given much respect by others.
但是也需要用我们的手，用我们的脚，那么走到哪一个地方，那么去完成一件事情。
Even though we are brilliant, we still require our body, the rest of the members of our body, to accomplish the task.
才能够让我们这个很好的脑筋那么它的这种表现被大家所知道。
With the rest of the members of the body, then only we can manifest the brilliant mind we have.
所以我们身上的器官有些是大家所看得到的。
From the physical body, we can see the members.
但是有些是在幕后的。
We can see our hands, our legs, but some of the organs in this body we cannot see.
圣经上跟我们讲，教会里面大家的弟兄姐妹的配合也像我们身体上的各个器官一样。
And this is the same as this church, where all the members work together in unity.
没有一个器官是会应该受到这个忽视的。
And there's not even one part of this body that should be despised or neglected.
我们来看圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节到十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 18.
十二节
Verse 12,
就如身体是一个却有许多的肢体而且肢体虽多人是一个身子基督也是这样
Verse 13,
我们不拘是犹太人是希利尼人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵十四节
14,
身子原不是一个肢体乃是许多肢体十五节
15,
设若脚说我不是手所以我不属乎这个身子他不能因此就不属乎身子了设若耳朵说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎这个身子十七节
17.
若全身都是眼睛那么从哪里来听声音呢若全身都是耳朵从哪里来闻味道呢十八节
18.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体去一个安排在身子上了这里讲到我们身体是由各个器官来把它组成的
Here it says that the body is made up of many members
那么才能够让我们一个很健全的一种人格那么能够 来表现出来
It is only all those members working together that we can be a unified whole person
有一位传道
That was a preacher
那么他归主是第一次来听的道理那么是在一个室外的一个诗歌步道的一个从那边开始。
The first time he came to know the Lord was a time when he first heard a hymnal evangelical service.
那时候教会在一个外面的一个活动中心那边举办了一场这个诗歌步道会。
At that time, True Jesus Church had rented a community hall for this evangelical service.
那么一次的诗歌布道会后来竟然能够带领这个从来没有进入教会的教堂的这个年轻人进到教会后来来查考圣经甚至于后来献身来当传道
Indeed, during that hymnal evangelical service, the power of him was able to draw a person who had never known the Lord to come to believe in the Lord and later baptize and devoted himself to full-time ministry as a preacher.
那么很多人很感兴趣
And everybody was then very curious.
有人就问他了
and somebody came and asked him
哦，那一天那个诗歌布道是不是让你印象很深刻？
Is that that on that day that the hymnal presentation has left a deep impression on you?
那么他回答了。
So he replied.
他说我是印象很深刻。
He said, indeed, that hymnal has left impression on me.
但是事实上啊，那一天啊，那么多的这个诗班啊，演唱什么诗歌啊，他实在啊，到现在来是记不起来了。
However, I could not remember any of the hymns those choirs sang that night.
当天晚上是哪一位这个传道人在那里证道啊？他也不知道。
And he couldn't even remember who was the preacher that was giving sermon on that night.
那天晚上讲的什么内容啊？他没有印象。
Also, he couldn't remember the content of the sermon.
但是他只觉得他那天从那里经过。
But he only remembered on that day when he passed by that place.
好多的年轻人啊，很热诚的，很有礼貌的，一直邀请他，请他入场。
There were a lot of very sincere members that were welcoming him to the service.
几个年轻人很热诚的就坐在他的旁边，那么来招呼他。
And there were many young members. They were very zealous in showing the hospitality and helping him.
很诚恳的邀请他，希望他下次啊，那么到我们的会堂来。
And with the sincerity they have, they deeply invited him to come into the service.
那一天到底哪一位那么热诚、那么有礼貌？是哪一位啊？他也不认识。
And he couldn't particularly remember who is the one that's most outstanding in welcoming him.
但是他只觉得那个气氛真好。
But he only knows that the atmosphere was very good.
这个教会啊，有那么多啊，什么？这么多爱神的这些弟兄姐妹在这儿。
And he felt a spiritual atmosphere where there are a lot of brothers and sisters in that service who truly love God.
这是他最初步的印象。
And this is his beginning impressions of the service.
让他有愿意啊，再进一步到会堂里面来了解这个教会的那样的一种意愿。
And it was since then that he wants to come a step further to come to know this church.
感谢神的带领啊！后来他一步一步那明白了道理了。
And we thank the Lord that slowly he come to know more and deeper into the truth of God.
几年以后啊，他献身当传道。
And it was many years later that he devoted himself as a full-time minister.
所以我们想啊，要让我们某一件事情，或者是让一个人灵性啊能够成长啊，有时候这种果效啊，不是哪一个人呢、啊，那么独自那么就可以发生效果的。
So if we want to think about the growth of faith of a particular person, it is not through a particular person and the thing that he has done.
今天感谢神，我们都在一个教会里头。
We thank the Lord that today all of us can come to this church.
我们一起在这里追求，一起在这里做服事的工作。
And all of us here are pursuing, and all of us here are serving God.
教会就是一个身体。
This church is the body of Christ.
就是主耶稣的身体。
And this is the body.Of our Lord Jesus.
我们当然都很盼望这个身体啊，能够不断的来健壮，能够来成长。
And we pray to the Lord that this body will continue to grow healthily.
我想这个是我们一个目标。
And this is our goal.
我们很盼望能够建立耶稣基督的身体。
And we also hope that we can establish this body of Christ.
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4.
十一节
，verse 11，
以弗所书第四章十一节到十六节
，Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to verse 16，
十一节
，verse 11，
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，十二节
，verse 12，
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，十三节
，thirteen，
使等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
14，
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
15，
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。16节。
16，
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这里讲到在这个身体上面呢，那么有神所安排的各样职分的人。
And here we can see that God has planned for all different work of ministry. in this body of Christ.
说起来，这个就是我们在上一堂课当中无常道所勉励的，我们神的儿女啊，那么所领受的一种职分。
And it's just like Preacher Wu has encouraged us just now that we as children of God, we have our own duty.
按着我们的职分呢、啊，那么来尽责，然后我们将得到神儿女的一种福分。
And to each his own duty, that we can then receive the blessing from God as His children.
因为我们都是同心合意在追求啊，让这个身体能够建立起来的。
Because we are all working in unity with one heart to build this body of Christ.
神把各种不同恩赐的人把他们安排在这个身体里头。
And God has prepared each and individual with their own gift and talent to serve in this body.
所以这边举出来说在教会里头啊，也许有这些像使徒、先知传福音的。
And in verse 11 it says that God himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
这些人的工作也许是比较，好像是比较向外的。
And all this seems like work dealing with evangelism.
那么这些使徒啊，是跟过耶稣的人。
Apostle, for example, these are the people who has followed Christ before.
对主耶稣的道理有深刻的这种体认。
And they themselves have great understanding of the truth taught by Jesus.
那么这些先知啊，受到神的启示，那么对于神的很多的道理，那么他们清楚明白的。
As well as the prophet themselves, they were being revealed by the truth from God, and they understand the truth from God themselves.
很多人受到感动，受到启示，要把这个真道把它传扬出去呢。
It is because they're being moved and revealed by the truth from God that they have this urgency to preach the words to others.
有些人神给他一个恩赐啊，是比较对内的啊，一种照顾这个牧养的工作。
On the other hand, there are also a group of people who are given this gift of pastoral work, tending to the flock within the church.
神把这许多人安排在一个身体里头。
And with this, God has arranged all different kinds of people within His body.
为的就是让这个身体啊，能够不断的健壮，能够成长。
And the only purpose is for this body.To grow to be healthy spiritually.
所以越成熟了，一个组织啊越成熟，那么它的各样的事工啊也是越来越齐全。
And the more matured an organization is, then the more efficient is the work that's being carried out.
比如说这些使徒，这些传福音的人。
For example, if we look at all these apostles, those who are preaching the words of God.
当然，他们呢、啊、对于工作啊有一种责任感。
And they themselves have this sense of mission as well as responsibility.
他们有像保罗说的那种父母的心。
And they have also the heart of what Paul says, the heart of being parents.
那么父母亲啊，对儿女啊是照顾的无微不至。
And we all know that parents they show their unconditional love to their children.
很多这个孩子的工作啊，他是无所不包的。
And they show their ultra devotion to all the work of their children.
那么当然孩子渐渐长大了，那么就可以这个减少啊父母亲为他们操劳的这个关怀的一些细节工作了。
And slowly when the children grow up, they would be able to take away that burden their parents have.
所以在教会成立初期的时候啊。
So in the beginning when this church was established.
那么我们也可以看到这些使徒啊，那么真是大小事情通包了。
The apostles themselves will have to take on all kinds of matters, big or small.
不但是举开布道会带领信徒。
Whether it's holding evangelical services or to tend to their own flocks within the church.
那么甚至当时信徒啊，很多人把家产卖了，那么拿到钱了，那么就交到使徒的这个面前来了。
And the members at that time loved each other to extend that they would even sell their own possessions and bring them all to the apostle.
哦，所以像亚拿尼亚夫妇也把他的家产卖了，把所有的钱财啊，就拿到使徒面前来了。
And a good example is the couple of Ananias. They sold their possessions and they brought all of them to the apostle.
那么教会的人很多。
There are many people in the church at that time.
他们天天在殿里面呢来擘饼聚会。
Every day they gathered themselves together, they broke the bread and they have fellowship.
他们在会堂里面住宿。
They stay in the church.
也要在教会里头来这个用饭。
And they have meal in the church.
那么这些使徒啊，也要为这些事情来操劳。
With all this, the apostles themselves will also have to worry on each and every detail that's happening.
他们也必须要去盘算现在有多少人要用多少多少这个买多少米买多少菜。
And with the growing needs of the members, the apostle, they have to worry about the meal that whether it will be enough to go around to feed all of them.
所以大小事情啊，这些使徒啊，那么全部啊都要去操劳了。
Since then, with the growing members, the apostle have to take care of every detail in the church.
所以后来使徒觉得这样子是不对的。
The apostles start to think that being worried about everything doesn't seem right.
应该让这些让教会啊能够成长。
They know that the purpose of every work is for this body of Christ to grow.
让每一个人呢，那么都有工作可以做。
So that every one of them will have work to do.
那么要让一个工作啊组织能够健全，那么首先呢，那就要选立一些选立一些人士。
For an organization to be complete, they first have to elect people to take care of each area.
因为一个人呐、啊，这个太琐碎的工作啊，参与太多的时候啊，不但做不好，而且啊，对大家也没有什么帮助。
If a person were to take care of everything, then this person will be nothing in the end.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 4。
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6, pardon me. Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
那时门徒增多，有说希利尼化的犹太人向希伯人发怨言了，因为在天天的攻击上啊，忽略了他们的寡妇。第二节。
Verse 2.
十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说啊，说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不相宜的。这个遇到事情的时候啊，这些使徒啊，他们就知道这个过去啊有什么不太做的不太合适的地方。
And now that these apostles they met with problem, they realized that a lot of things in the past that was not taken good care.
啊，所以他们就要选立一些执事来帮助教会的这种事务的工作。
Here they want to elect themselves deacons to take care of the daily distributions.Of needs in the church.
这个一方面呢，也是使徒啊，他们更加的来明确呀、啊，来自觉使命。
This is because the apostles themselves they realize the entrusted missions they have to take on things that are more important.
因为他们知道啊，今天我们这个蒙神选召啊，到底神要我们做哪些工作
？They know what God wants them to know because they are being chosen.
他们现在不是闲下来高高在上啊叫。这个翘着腿在那里休息。
It doesn't mean that they are putting themselves as more arrogant than the other, waiting for people to serve the table.
第四节他们这么讲。
Verse 4 it says,
我们呢、啊、要专心以祈祷传道为事。
But here it says that we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
他们清楚的知道神给他们使命，就是要他们这个带领这个整个教会的事工，那么以传道、祷告啊为他们最重要的一项工作了。
They are very clear that the mission that God has given them is to give themselves to prayer and to spread the gospel.
他们可以更专心的那么来这个完成神的托付。
So then they can be more focused in carrying out this mission that God has entrusted upon them.
因为他们要做带领这个众信徒啊。这个信仰上的一种工作了。
Because they have this responsibility of leading the faith of the members.
所以后来他们也能够没有后顾之忧的这个往更多的地方去传道。
With people tending to the internal need of the church, then they will be able to spread the gospel externally.
所以在十三章以后啊，就记载保罗他们呢、啊、往海外第一次啊往海外去宣道。
If we read further in Acts chapter 13, it was the beginning where Paul and other apostles began their mission in preaching the gospel afar.
能够一次又一次的有三次的这个机会啊，那么到国外去宣扬这个真道。
And they had three opportunities to spread the gospel overseas.
那么教会也不是虽然布道工作很重要，但是也不是所有的人呢、啊，那么都投入在这种开拓的这个事工上面。
It is true that we all understand that evangelical work is important, but it doesn't mean that everyone in this church will have to emphasize on this.
固然主耶稣要我们呢、啊、去这个大海里头啊去这个撒网捕鱼。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to go out to the sea and be fishers of men.
但是捕回来的鱼啊，没有人去照料。
But if we were to have all those fishes and nobody were to tend to those fishes that we have caught,
让这些鱼坏掉了，甚至鱼又跑掉了。
And if we allow all those fishes to be rotten or to be drifted away,
这个网子，这个捕鱼的时候破了，没有人捕。
And the net, even if it's torn and broken, there's no one to mend them.
这些也都不是一个好的现象。
All these are not considered as good.
所以。在教会里头啊，也需要有更多的工人呢、啊，那么投入这种牧养的工作。
Therefore, within the church, there are more people tending to different areas, as well as within the internal pastoral work.
比如说，在主耶稣的门徒当中。
For example, among the disciple of Jesus.
主耶稣啊，也给他们呢、啊、个人有不同的恩赐。
Jesus, he has given to them each and everyone different talent.
我们参考这个马可福音第一章。
Turn to the book of Mark.Chapter
1. 马可福音第一章十六节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。我们再看十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节，耶稣撒网前走，又看见西比泰的儿子。雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。这边记载主耶稣啊招呼这四个门徒的时候。
Here is a record when Jesus was calling out to four disciples.
这个西门他们兄弟两个人呢、啊、在那里撒网。
Simon and Andrew, these two brothers, they were casting net into the sea.
也看到约翰他们兄弟两个人在那里捕网。
He also saw.John and his brother were manning their net.
当然，这是一段很自然的啊，这一段描写。
All this a very common scenario of men taking care of their livelihood.
只是很平常的把他们这个他们的工作啊，把它写下来而已。
The descriptions of their work, daily work.
但是很奇妙的，后来他们的工作啊，重点也像如此。
And miraculously, the content of their work is very much to what they have done before after they known the Lord Jesus.
他们的恩赐啊，正如同他们啊平常在做的这些工作一样。
And their gift that was given to them is very much the same kind of gift that they had taken on before as fishermen.
有些人很善于啊出去撒网。
Some given the gift to cast a net into the sea.
有些人就善于啊，那么这个在里头啊，在那里捕网。
And some are given this gift of mending the net.
那么像保罗啊，他也讲，我撒种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
And for Paul himself, he said that I'm the one who sowed the seed, but it was Apollos that watered.
所以在教会里头啊，虽然有很多的这个事工人员。
Although there are many holy workers in this church serving God.
但是每一个人呢、啊，也是照着神给他的一个恩赐啊来发挥。
However, everyone is manifesting their duty according to the gift that God has given them.
说起来也没有一个人是全能的。
And we cannot speak anyone can do everything.
所以我们也用不着啊、去好像是羡慕啊一个人的恩赐。
And therefore, is the very fact that not a single person is.
因为教会里有这样的
we do not have to be envious.
在教会里头啊，有这样的一种需要，神会把那样的恩赐啊，那么来赏赐给他们。
If there's a certain need of this church, then God will surely grant the gift to fulfill that need.
只是我们每一个人呢，要清楚啊，那么自觉自己的使命。
But all of us, we have to understand of our own mission.
那么保罗啊，他到处去传福音。
Here, Paul, he went everywhere to preach the gospel.
那么以当时啊，当时这个交通没有像现在这么样的便捷。
As we know, the transportation at that time is not as convenient as today.
所以在一个地方啊，那么传过这个设立的教会啊，那么选立了一些工人以后。
After when they have established a church in a particular place and has chosen the deacon to serve the church.
他们很可能啊，那么就离开这个地方，到远方再去设立教会。
Then they will move on to another place and establish another church.
再回到这里来的机会啊，恐怕就很渺茫了。
and perhaps it is a glimpse of hope that they will one day return to that same church again.
所以这个也是保罗啊，需要用写了很多的书信，那么在这个传送给各教会啊，那么来造就那个信徒的原因。
Therefore, it's because of the inconvenience of transportation that he cannot move to all different churches. Paul, he has written many letters to all these churches to encourage them.
所以自然每一个教会啊，都很需要有这种牧养的这些长者在那里。
It is very natural that each church will need deacons or elders to pastor the internal need and faith of the church to grow.
所以保罗啊，他在以弗所在那里牧养了三年之久。
Paul himself, he has pastored the church in Ephesus.
后来他就要离开了。
After that, he moved on.
那么要离开以前，他就召集了教会里面呢、啊、这些长老们。
And before he left the church in Ephesus, he called among all those members, including the elders.
很殷切的来交代他们。
He taught them and instructed them.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
In the book of Acts, it tells us.
使徒行传二十章。
Chapter 20. The book of Acts, chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章二十八节
，Verse 28。
圣灵立你们做全群的基督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群来谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。二十九节
，Verse 29。
我知道我去之后啊，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。好，保罗啊，要离开以弗所的时候啊。
Before Paul left the church in Ephesus,
他希望啊，这些教会的长老啊，能够好好的来负起啊，牧养教会、带领信徒的这样的一种责任。
And he hopes that the elders of the church can take on the responsibility of tending the flock of the members.
因为假使教会没有受到好的一种牧养
，If the church failed to have a good pastor.
有豺狼进到这个羊群里头来
，and then if wolves were to come in among them，
那么这个羊群呢、啊、就首先遭殃了
，and of course the wolf will not spare any of the flock。
主耶稣用他的宝血所赎回来的、买回来的这些信徒啊，那么又被豺狼啊给吃了
，and it would be indeed very pitiful that all this members that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus will then be devoured by the wolves.
也好像啊，我们费了好大的力气啊，那么捕回来的鱼啊，那么但是渔网是破了，很多的鱼啊又流失了。
And the same analogy will be that when we cast our net to catch a lot of fishes, but we find that the net has hole and all the fishes will be then be drifted away.
所以让我们知道啊，一个教会越成长之后
，we come to realize that the more a church grow.
他各种的组织，他所设立的这些事工人员呢、啊，也是越齐全的。
The more we need a complete organizations.
有时候啊，一个人啊，他大小事情全包。
Sometimes we can see that in the church there will be particular members that will take on with all kinds of matter, big or small.
一个人呢、啊，能够这个、啊、能够掌握这个、掌握全局。
Or this person, he's able to take on everything.
往往啊，就是在一个组织啊刚开始的时候啊，那么有这样的一种现象。
And this is often the scenario that would happen to a newly established church.
但是看到有越来越多啊神的工人出来的时候。
But slowly, when we see more workers that are springing forth,
我们每一个人呢、啊、都要为了这个事情啊来感谢神。
We must give thanks to God.
因为我们不断的已经长大了
，because then we start to grow，
那么让每一个人呢能够尽到他的责任，那么去发挥啊神所托付给他的这个使命。
And with that, then we must realize everybody have to take on the work, manifest their own responsibility.
所以像现在我们有不但有长职。这个的选立啊，那么也有负责人来设立。
At present in our church, that we have elders, we have deacons, we have person in charge of every department.
那么传道者在一个地方啊都是有任期的。
We all know that the preacher they are only given a certain period when it comes to a particular church.
也许是一年，也许是两年。
Maybe it's a year or a couple of years.
那么他到各处啊，那么都有他的工作等着。 着他去做。
And everywhere he goes, there are work waiting for him.
但是一个长职负责人呢，在一个地方啊，那么要做的很久。
But for elders and deacon, they will live in that particular church, their local church, for a longer period of time.
对一个教会的这个发展呢、啊，那么也许啊，很多的细节啊，那么他可以做得更深入。
And these elders and deacon, they will have a better understanding of the growth of the church.
所以这个是叫教会的事工人员呢、啊，要更加来自觉使命的地方。
And these are all the workers of God that have to take note on, which is to know exactly what is your duty that God has entrusted upon you.
因为对于教会内部的带领牧养啊，那么神把这样的责任呢、啊、托付给我们。
Within the internal pastoral work, God has given us this mission.
我们都期望啊，这个教会能够不断的成长。
And it's our duty to hope that this church will continue to grow spiritually. Only when we can have the fullness and to take on this image of Christ.
主耶稣啊，他成长的这个过程是怎么样呢？
Then only we can start to ask ourselves exactly what exactly is the growth of Christ Jesus.
圣经上是这么告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
我们来看一下《路加福音》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第二章四十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
路加福音第二章四十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。这里说这个孩子呢、啊，就是指的主耶稣。
This tells us the growth of the child, which is Christ Jesus.
主耶稣啊，他是渐渐长大。
Our Lord Jesus, is like every other child, grow gradually.
不是一夜之间呢、啊，像吹气球一样，哇，一下子就胀起来了。
And he doesn't grow like, suddenly, like the way we will blow a balloon.
主耶稣虽然是天上的真神，但是他来。以人的样式来到这个世界，那么也是按照人呢、啊、这样子一步一步的按部就班的来成长。
Although Jesus himself is God, he also come to this earth in the image of man and grow like a man.
所以这里说是渐渐长大。
Here it says that as the Son of Man, he grew gradually.
所以一个教会的成长啊，那么从完全没有组织，那么到组织很这个很周详。很有这个计划，那么这个就是渐渐长大了。
And this is the same for the growth of a church, starting from one without an organization to one with a complete organization. This is all a gradual kind of growth.
不管速度怎么样，但是总是要成长。
Regardless of the speed of the growth, the church has to grow.
叫这个主耶稣长大以后啊，这里说啊，强健起来了。
Here it says that when Jesus has grown up, he is filled with strength in the spirit.
假使一个人他的年岁啊，那么已经长了，但是啊，这个体弱多病都没有办法来这个做一些事情。
If we see a person who continues to grow and yet is physically weak, then this person even though he's growing, he cannot do a lot of things.
那么这样的身体啊，那么是很让这个家人呐、啊、来为他担忧的。
And if he has such a weak body, then he will be grieving the members in the family.
因为他一直在生病当中。
Because this person will be constantly ill.
是一种病态的情况。
And in a state of illnesses all the time.
所以我们每一个人都很盼望我们的身体啊是健康的。
And therefore, if we see this, then we all hope that we have a healthy body.
我们这个身体很强壮
，and if we are very healthy physically，
体质很好
，we have strong stature，
能够来对抗很多的这个病菌
，then we can fight against many diseases。
那么除了我们外在的这个身体啊、肉体啊是强健以外
，and besides being strong physically，
属灵的身体当然我们期盼的，那么是一个智慧充满的一个情况。
We also hope that spiritually we are strong, one that's filled with wisdom.
所以教会里头的真正的成长啊，是让每一个信徒那么是充满这个对神的认识。
And for a church to be truly a grown-up church and be matured in Christ is a church that have good knowledge of Christ.
也不是只有在组织的严密啊，跟社会的社团里比起来、啊、都不逊色。
and it's not to be boastful of the organization structure as comparable to those of the world.
但是教会就是缺乏一股啊那种神的灵在属灵气氛的那样的一种情况。
Even this church can be both of good organization structure, but be lacking of spirit, then it's pitiful.
并且有神的恩典呢、啊，那么时常在他们在他身上。
What is important for a mature church? It has to be filled with the grace of God.
教会里面要时常看到主的恩典在我们当中。
And within this church, we must constantly witness the grace of God.
神的能力、神的带领是在这个教会里头的。
God's guidance and God's power is within the church.
这个就是主耶稣啊，长成的身量。
And this is the stature of the growth of Jesus Christ.
52节又这么讲。
Verse 52.
说耶稣的智慧和身量啊，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
主耶稣他在不管是在肉体方面，不管是在他的心灵方面，那么都这个齐头并进。
Whether physically or spiritually, Jesus has grown in wisdom and stature.
所以教会的成长啊，那么我们要在各方面，那么能够均匀的来发展。
And this is the same for the growth of this church. We have to tend to the need of every single area.
这个是做父母亲的一个最大的安慰。
And of course, this is one of the greatest comfort a parent can find in the growing of a child.
一个成长的孩子啊，他必然在很多事情上面呢、啊，那么让父母亲呢、啊。满得安慰，而且是满心喜悦。
And if a child has grown in wisdom stature, this will bring a lot of comfort and joy to the parent.
假使我们那个三岁的孩子啊跟我们讲
，If our three-year-old child will say this to us,
哎，妈妈，我会打电话。
And if he were to tell us that, Mom, I can make a phone call.
啊，我们跟他讲，哎呀，好乖，好聪明。
And we'll indeed praise this child as being very brilliant.
假使你那个十岁的孩子跟你讲，妈妈，我会打电话。
But if it's a 10-year-old child will come to say that, Mom, I can make a phone call.
你会想，哎呀，十岁了还讲这个话。
Perhaps you will think that, oh, he's already 10 and he's still making such a statement.
这个本来你就应该会的。
And you should naturally know how to make a phone call.
假使你那个二十岁的孩子跟你讲。
And if your 20-year-old child were to say this to you.
妈妈，我会打电话。
If he were to tell you that, Mom, I can make a phone call.
我想你说不定就哭出来了。
Perhaps you will then start to cry.
一样是你的儿子。
They are all considered your own child.
但是随着他年龄的增长，
as this child would grow in age,
你对他有不同的要求。
You have expectation at different level.
所以一个教会的成长，那么我们也盼望啊，那么是不断的强健，充满智慧，有神恩典在他身上。
And this is the same for this church. For a church to grow in full maturity, it has to be filled with the wisdom and the grace of God.
那么教一个成长的教会啊，那么也必须要这个能够啊，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
For a church to be matured, it has to be one who is able to tend to the need of all members.
因为神既然把各种不同的恩赐的人呐、啊，那么把他们安置在这个教会当中。
If God has already arranged and prepared for men of all different talent within this one church,
圣经说就是要成全信徒，让他的这个教会能够成长的。
Then the Bible says that is to fulfill the fact that this church will grow.
所以每一个人呐、啊，能够很清楚自己的工作责任。
And therefore, every members they are very clear about their own duty.
那么这个才是。这个家庭之福了。
And this is indeed a blessing within a family.
我们来看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
第十节、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。若有服侍人的，要按着神的所赐的力量来服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督来得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。这里说啊，不管是有讲道恩赐的，或者是有关怀人家、有这个对内牧养的这种恩赐的，那每一个人都按着恩赐来发挥。
Here it says that whether a person has the gift of speaking oracle of God or whether has the ability to tend to the flock of the church, they are all doing according to the gift that are given.
每一个人、啊、都是一个阶段性的 一个人物。
And we are all serving according to each phase of the need of the church.
没有一个人是不可取代的。
All of us are irreplaceable.
摩西他带领以色列百姓来出埃及。
Moses, he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他是以色列百姓的救星嘛。
He is considered as the savior of the Israelites.
啊，那么在他这个带领的这个期间里面呢，啊，他的地位啊，好像是不可取代的。
And during the moment when he was leading the Israelites, seems like his role is irreplaceable.
但是这是一个阶段性。
But that's only a phase.
时间到了。
The time will come.
他就退下来了。
Then he will have to give up his role.
有约书亚接续他的工作，那么来继续带领以色列百姓。
The time will come where someone else, like Joshua, that he will take on the role that what Moses has left behind.
约书亚的时代这个终结了。
And after the period of Joshua is over.
神也选神呐、啊，感动了这更多的这个士师啊，那么来做不同时代的一些带领。
And God has moved many judges to lead the Israelites.
但是总是啊，我们每一个人呢、啊，就在我们有这个被赋予工作责任的那段时间里面呢、啊，那么大家很谨慎的、很用心的来工作。
But all of us here are just working according to each phase that we are entrusted.
那么能够欣赏别人的优点。
While we're working, we have to admire the quality of others.
能够为他祷告，为他高兴。
To pray for this worker and to feel with joy for this worker.
因为神把这样的恩赐给我，也给别人。
Because God has given me this gift, and God surely will give such a gift to others.
因为看到教会里面有这么多神所赏赐的恩赐，让我们能够来这个分享。
And we must truly rejoice because God has indeed granted different gifts to every members within this church.
这个对整体来讲啊，都是有帮助的。
And this will indeed edify the whole body within this church.
那么我们每一个人呢、啊，都是神所预定的一段工作。
And every one of us, God has prepared a work.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。这里说啊，我们每一个人呢、啊，都是神的预定的一段工作。
Here it says that we are all His workmanship created for good work.
所以我们能够啊，这个承接一项事工，这个都不是偶然的。
And the moment we can take on work for God, this is not a mere coincidence.
这是神要让你啊，有一段呢、啊，服侍他的这个机会。
But indeed, this is an opportunity that God has given you, so you can serve Him.
啊，所以不一定是站在讲台上面，那么大家所看都能够看得见啊，这个台面上的工作、啊，那么才是贵重的，才是重要的。
But does it mean that when you can come up onto the pulpit to speak, then that's considered as an honorable work in the eyes of men?
事实上啊，在很多地方我们可以看出来，在台面下很多的工作啊，那么是比台面上更扎实、更重要。
But in fact, there are a lot of work behind the scenes which are more important that are of more substance.
所以我们每参与任何一件事工啊，那么都是在行善。
Whatever work we take on to serve God, we are doing kindness.
这是神预备啊，要我们去做的。
And all these are what God has prepared us to do.
所以在教会里面每一个人能够自觉使命来善尽自己的恩赐。
What is important that in this church, every one of us here has to know the role that God has given us.
代表我们这个教会啊，那么是联络得很整齐的。
Then we will understand to work in unity.
就像我们这个建筑一样。
It's just like this structure of this chapel.
上面有这么多重量啊，那么是落在这么多的这个柱子上面。
And we can see a lot of these buttresses holding this roof.
这个柱子啊，那么又是由这个楼板啊，把它这个承接起来，它的重量。
And from the buttresses, we see the pillar that hold on to the weight of the whole structure.
这个重量啊，又是由我们很坚固的这个地基啊，那么这个把它建立的。
And the pillar was then being grounded on a very firm foundations.
所以这是环节啊，环环相扣。
And all the structure has to coordinate and work tightly together.
任何一个地方的小细节啊，都不能够被忽略的。
And we cannot ignore any nuts and bolts of the structure of this church.
所以教会里面大家同心合意啊，来齐心努力，为福音齐心努力，这是我们一个很重要的一个工作原则。
Therefore, it is very important that all of us here can work together with one heart and one mind.
啊，说是连于严守基督。
And there's only one head, which is Christ Jesus.
教会啊，教会的唯一的元首就是主耶稣。
And the only head of this body, and the only head is Jesus.
哥林多教会啊，他们在各方面呢、啊，那么都有很这个很坚强的一些表现。
In the Church of Corinth, they have many strength.
不管是在他们的知识上面，他们的经济方面啊、他们这个表现都很好。
Whether it's in their material wealth or their wealth of knowledge, they are abundant.
但是也很可惜的，在这个有很坚强的条件的这个教会啊，那么他们分了好多的派。
However, given all the strength, there is one great weakness, which is that they have dissension among them.
所以就有些人说，哦，这个他是属亚波罗的。
So some claim that they belong to Apollos.
有些人说他是属彼得基法的。
And some claim that they belong to Peter's Cyprus.
有些人说他是属保罗的。
And some even claim that they belong to Paul.
有些人比较属灵的说我是属基督的。
And a group that claim themselves to be most spiritual will say that they belong to Jesus.
保罗告诉他们，基督啊，绝对不是这样子这个分裂的。
But Paul tells them that Jesus is not like this. He would not want all of us here to be separated.
那么，腓立比教会啊，是一个让保罗得到很大安慰、得到很大喜乐的一个教会。
And the church of Philippi is one church that bring the greatest joy to Paul.
这个教会为什么让保罗啊感觉到很喜乐、很受到安慰呢？
Why is this church of Philippi is considered as a church of joy?
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3.
第三节到第六节。
To verse 6.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。第六节。
Verse 6.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必完全完成这功，直到必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。啊，保罗说啊，他一想到腓立比教会啊，他就满心喜乐。
Here it says that the moment when Paul was a thing of Philippian church, he would be filled with joy.
因为这个教会啊，那么从起初啊，就一直是同心合意。
Because in the beginning, since the establishment of this church, they all work in unity.
他确信啊，那么是圣灵在他们心里面啊，在每一个人的心里面来动工。
And all of the members within that church believed that it was the Holy Spirit that moved within them.
在任何一个团体啊，要来讲同心啊，往往都不容易达成。
It is not easy to work in unity in many organizations we see in this world.
因为每一个人有自己的思想，有自己的主见。
Because it's only natural that everybody has their own opinion.
但是唯有在教会里面，唯有在真教会里面呢、啊，这个目标啊才是真正可以来达成的。
However, within this church, we can attain this goal of unity.
因为我们是隐于同一位圣灵。
Because we receive the one.One same spirit.
同一位圣灵在带领我们。
And it is this one spirit that lead us.
在感动我们每一个人的心。
And move our heart.
啊，像腓立比教会一样。
It's just like in the church of Philippi.
说是这一位圣灵在他们每一位弟兄姐妹的心里面呢、啊，来动善工。
And it is this spirit that moves the work and heart of all the members.
所以这是教会里面最可贵的地方。
And this is one of the most precious thing in this church.
所以一个成长的这个教会啊，那么就应当是合一的。
A mature church is a church that is united.
我们很盼望这个基督的身体啊能够被建立起来。
And we hope and pray that this body of Christ can be built in its fullness.
除了有主耶稣的带领，也需要有各位弟兄姐妹的这个同心合意。
And beside the guidance of our Lord Jesus, it also requires the work of every members in this church.
最后我们再读一次这个以弗所书第四章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十一节到十六节。
Verse 11 to verse 16.
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，十二节。
Verse 12.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，三节。
13.
使等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。14节。
14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。15节。
15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督。16节。
16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。啊，愿神的带领，时常在我们当中。
And may the guidance of Lord to be among us all the time.
让主耶稣这个身体啊，不但是强健的，而且是这个被建立的。
And not only this church will continue to grow, but also is a mature church in the eyes of the Lord.
不管是我们整体教会也好，或者是我们每一个人个人也好。
Whether it's the church as a whole or we its member as individual.
都是在主的爱中来建立起我们坚定的信仰。
We are all edifying each other in love and establish our foundations in Him.
早上用这些啊来做彼此互相的勉励。
And this is my sermon for this morning for our mutual encouragement.
愿主耶稣的祝福时常跟我们温哥华教会同在。
May God continue to bless you all and be with our church.